Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And we're a couple weeks out from Dreamforce 2015, which took place in San Francisco mid-September. And we covered quite a bit of the news while we were there. And I had the great pleasure while I was there of doing some interviews on site with Brent Leary, who is a partner at CRM Essentials in Atlanta. And I have Brent back with me here today for our podcast series, which is always just a joy and a pleasure. So, Brent, welcome.
I believe it's been, two, 3 weeks since Dreamforce.
I know. It feels like it just happened. And before we started this podcast, we were talking about what we might actually get to and cover, and it sounds like we have quite a bit that we want to talk about, both in terms of the news and just some of the gestalt and the feeling when you're there at that show. So let's start out with some of the big news, Brent. And we talked a little bit about this while we were there, but you also had the opportunity to talk with Adam Bosworth, who's heading up the IoT cloud, and he gave you some additional detail. So for our listeners who didn't check out some of our video or aren't as familiar, can you tell us a little bit about what the IoT cloud is and some of what we learned about it at the show?
Yeah, I think there are so many announcements, so it's almost hard to say, one was the biggest, but the one I think that got a lot of attention, at least, was the IoT cloud, the Internet of Things cloud, and how Salesforce is helping or looking to help customers, and I think for the most part they're starting off with kind of the larger customers, to help them be able to leverage the information that's coming from connected devices and pull that information in with some other areas like transactional information or activity level information. But to be able to pull this all together, pull the information in, make sense of it, have rules that are running that helps to determine what happens based on that information, and be able to take that device level information and turn it into experiences that their customers will be able to, turn into even better experiences for their customers. So that got a lot of attention, and I had really had a great opportunity to sit down and have a one-on-one with, as you mentioned, Adam Bosworth, who is the person that's heading up Salesforce's IoT cloud. But Adam's background, he's been involved with a lot of big technology developments over the last several decades, from developing Quattro Pro back in the 80s to developing ODBC and XML and the Internet Explorer browser, running Gmail business when he was at Google. So this guy has a lot of great experience. And as he was explaining things around the IoT cloud and the amount of information that people are going to be able to utilize, businesses are going to be able to utilize. Just to give you an example, they're doing a partnership, having a customer/partnership with Microsoft around the IoT cloud and connecting what Microsoft is doing with IoT with what Salesforce is doing, and in particularly Office 365 customers. And as Adam was saying, they have billions of events that are driving usage around Office 365, Microsoft does, and they're utilizing Salesforce's IoT cloud to help with understanding what customers are trying to do and in real time trying to improve the experiences of the customer in hopes of not only improving the experience but also extending the lifetime of the customer using Office 365. So the fact that these two big companies are working on this kind of initiative and using each other's services, Azure on the Microsoft side and on the IoT cloud on the Salesforce side, to create better experiences at scale for customers, I think it's just the shape of things to come. And that, I thought that was really tremendous. Not that that Salesforce on its own is putting together this really stellar technology around IoT, but understanding that they're not the only ones that are going to be doing this, and Microsoft is doing it as well, and figuring out ways that they can work together to support this endeavor, because we're just at the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is just kind of the trial run with, you know, bringing Azure to bear and also Office 365 data. But, I mean, there are infinite numbers of applications of these technologies that could really serve consumers and companies in ways that are pretty amazing. So, for example, you know, you could have wind turbines that could, you know, adjust their behavior based on the weather. You could, you know, have all sorts of devices kind of adjusting behavior, you know, refrigerators kind of downgrading their temp based on the temperature outside, or oil drums being able to, you know, be have oil replenished without, you know, a service call, all sorts of things, right?
Absolutely, and it's funny because, you know, one company cannot support everything, and I really appreciate that companies like Salesforce and Microsoft, and I'm sure there are going to be others, other big players and small players, that are going to be able to work together to support the kind of things that you just laid out. And you just laid out one use case. Just think of how many different products and services that we use in our daily lives that could really be improved by these kind of initiatives taking place.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it just, given the amount of digital information that's moving around and the number of devices that we use every day, this could have major impact. And then, of course, you need the scale and the power of an Azure cloud and the IoT cloud to really be able to make sense of and ingest and work with this data.
And do it in real time, because that's the other key component. It's you got to, you know, it's good to have the data, and it's good to know what to do with the data, but if you don't have the capabilities to turn that knowledge and understanding of the insights into real activity, real time, to really impact the experience as it's taking place, it's almost useless. So you have the components, you have the data, you have the events engine, you have the rules, you have the ability to, once those rules are acted upon, what do you do? And have processes in place to actually do things with it. It all has to come together, and quite honestly, it's bigger than any one company can do.
Right. So, of course, and as we discussed at Dreamforce, these partnerships then become key, and, you know, for Microsoft and Salesforce to be aligned on these initiatives is both a demonstration of the kind of the direction of the Salesforce ecosystem and how big and massive and significant it's become, but also that, you know, Microsoft hasn't always been kind of in on these big partnerships, and it represents kind of a change in the culture out there. Would you say so?
Yeah, that goes. You really have to go right back to when Satya Nadella became the CEO. It seems like the culture and the kind of the strategy changed right from day one with him. And let's not forget, he was a keynote at Dreamforce, and you know that wouldn't have happened 2-3 years ago. And he wasn't just a keynote. I was extremely impressed with the fact that he did his own demo. I mean, it wasn't a small little trick dog and pony thing. He was up there doing a pretty intense demo for several minutes. And I thought that showed not only, you know, his willingness to partner, but his real, he's dedicated to it at the level of detail.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to see the interaction between him and Mark Benioff, and then him doing the keynote and his depth of feeling for what he was doing within that keynote. I thought it was really impressive.
Yeah, no, agreed. It's kind of a new chapter. So now we're talking about some sort of on the technical side, some things that we observed there. So we also, Brent, we had a lot of conversation with consultants and users about some of the underlying technology behind IoT Cloud and Wave and Sales Cloud. And that is lightning and thunder, these development platforms that Salesforce has developed over the past couple of years. Lightning, it rolled out in 2014, and Thunder, which underlies the IoT Cloud, it rolled out this year. So can you talk a little bit about what the impact of these development platforms and what you think they mean for users and just improvements down the road?
I think Lightning is something that a lot of people looked at just because it was time for that interface to change. I mean, the tried and true interface that it was like developed in the 90s or the early 2000s, it was time for an adjustment. I mean, you know, it was just time. And now that Lightning is giving that fresh new look, I think a lot of, we talked to one individual that was really excited about that. That's in the airline industry. I thought she was extremely excited about the ability to have a new, fresher look to it, and I think a lot of people are as well.
Yes.
And then when you talk about Wave, I think bringing Wave closer to the actual function, you know, for example, having the analytics right within the Sales Cloud. We talked to about that on the when we're doing our interviews. I think that's going to make a bigger impact for Wave usage because it just gets it closer to the actual user and puts it in to the use cases that they're participating in on a daily basis. So it's not having to go outside of what they typically do in order to get the advantage of analytics. So I think starting with the Sales Cloud and moving Wave into the Sales Cloud, I think it's a shape of things to come with the other clouds that'll take place because it just makes it easier for folks to get the benefit that analytics and Wave has if you put it right in the context of a function like sales.
Right. So you have this, you have the data sitting in Wave, this analytics application, but you're much closer to the application where you need to kind of take action, either send alerts or email or update a case. Or whatever the action might be, right? So that makes that data far more likely to incite an action, right? And that's a new development.
It's the same thing as what we talked about with IoT Cloud. What good is having the data, and what good is having kind of the insights if you don't make it easier for those folks to act on it? And so, being able to have the data and the insights right within the Sales Cloud in the sales context, it's going to make a difference. It's going to make it easier and accessible for folks to utilize Wave if it's in the context of what they're used to, not having to kind of visit somewhere else, but have it right there and make it easier for them to act on it right when they need to act on it. I think it's going to make a huge difference.
So, Brent, many thanks. I think we're probably going to have some additional stuff to talk about regarding Salesforce IQ and also, just the general vibe at Dreamforce. But in terms of some of the stuff we've already covered in terms of the IoT Cloud and Lightning and Thunder, thank you so much for shedding light on some of the developments at Dreamforce this year.
Absolutely. Thunder, Lightning, Clouds, there was a lot of stuff, a lot of weather going on there.
Yeah, a lot of inclement or exciting weather. And we'll get back to you in just a minute with some more details on the show. But thanks so much to Brent Leary for joining us. And for more on Dreamforce and for CRM, you can always check out searchcrm.com.